Before open enrollment even started, these online schools launched an aggressive outreach effort that included open houses, information sessions, and internet ads. Now virtual schools say the application numbers are just shy of the statewide cap of 5,250 students. IQ Academy principal Rick Nettesheim.
Our applications are coming in faster than they did last year. I had heard some feedback from at least one other virtual school that they also reported an increase in the number of applications. I anticipate there are going to be more students on the waiting list than there were last year.
Last academic year had more than 3,600 students enrolled in virtual schools, a 40% jump from the previous year. Nettesheim says growing familiarity with the virtual schools and a legislative deal that legalized them helped boost interest.
I'm not surprised that they're getting so many in this first week.
Julie Thompson is vice president of the Wisconsin Coalition of Virtual School Families. She says online education can be cheaper than traditional schools or be more comfortable for children who want to learn at their own pace or have mental or physical challenges. She's hoping a good legislative review of the virtual schools will build support among lawmakers.
And hopefully when legislators see that these schools are working and there's some concrete data to back that up, that they will be willing to increase or get rid of this cap.
Wisconsin's open enrollment period ends February 19th. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.